college.
Okay. And if you want to check a book out, or if you want to read a book, you'd go down where to get it?
Okay.
Okay. If you want to mail a letter, you'd go where?
Mailbox at post office.
Okay. And if you were out of town and you needed a place to sleep and all the motels were full, you might go downtown to the...
Hotel.
Okay. And if you wanted to go to see a movie, you might go to the... Okay. And if you got sick, they might take you to the...
Hospital.
Okay. And a woman who works at a hospital who wears white and everything.
Nurse.
Okay. If you wanted to catch a train, you might go down to the...
Depot.
Some people call them train stations. I've always heard them called depots.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard them.
If you were on a bus and you wanted to get, if your stop was the next stop, you might tell the bus driver, at the next stop I want...
Off.
Okay. And, of Lauderdale County, Florence is the...
Seat.
Okay. Would you just call it the seat or the county seat?
County seat.
Okay. And, let me see how I can fix that. What was the war that was fought 100 years or so ago that was between the North and the South?
Civil War.
Okay. And,
my granddaddy was in that.
He was. Son and great-granddaddy was in that.
Both my granddaddy
were in the South. I know one man was in it. He was exposed to the weather so much that he took TB. They said he died of consumption.
Yeah, that's what happened to my great-grandfather. He was captured at Ringgold in Georgia, and they put him in a prison camp. And he got run down and everything in the prison camp and got exposed to the weather and caught tuberculosis. And back then, they called it consumption.
Consumption, yes. My mother's daddy, that's what killed him.
It used to be a lot worse.
Mama's daddy was... The Yankees was after him, and he'd come home, he'd slip off every time he could get a chance to come home. Grandma had several children, and they'd come there and they had to cook on the fireplace. They'd come and she'd have a meal in the other room, and they'd come get eat up from the children.
Wow.
And she had a side saddle hanging up, and they got that.
Hmm.
She had a time. And Grandpa would come home. Every time he could slip off and get a chance, and the Yankees would come, maybe he'd just about get home. Then he'd hear them coming, he'd have to jump out a window, you know, and maybe sleep out all night, just no clothes on hardly.
Hmm.
So he just exposed the weather, so he had died of TB.
Yeah, they used to, I don't know, I guess they got it more under control now or something, but a lot of people used to catch it from being exposed like that. Let me see, I'll come back to that in a minute. That's a bunch of city names and things. If you went 1 mile, and then you went another mile, you'd say, I have gone...
2 miles.
Okay. If you're making a cake or something, you have to be real careful with the flour and everything to get just exactly the right...
amount.
Okay. And to get the right amount, you have to do what to it?
Measure.
Okay.
I don't measure nothing, but I'm supposed to.
No. You just know how to...
I just guess at it. Sometimes I hit, and sometimes I miss, and sometimes I hit.
Oh, I see.
I made cake yesterday. I tell on myself now. We had some old sorghum left from last year, and my husband brought in a new jar. Day before yesterday, I guess it was. And I said, well, I had enough old sorghum, and I'll make a little gingerbread. I got that yesterday morning, thought I did. Made my gingerbread, you know, and it fell just as flat, and it was so hard and waxy we couldn't eat it hardly. And this morning, went to look for my honey. I ate honey for breakfast the other morning, and I had used honey in place of molasses.
Oh, no. Oh, no wonder it wasn't acting that way.
That's right. I said, well, that's crazy on you. I didn't have a good mind, but I didn't miss it till I went to look for my honey for breakfast.